if IMF think they're going to get 15 million out of us, shouldn't we be making a provision for that in our accounts? That was the question.
We have a letter alleging, using all sorts of emotive language, which I'm not going to repeat here, without a scintilla of evidence. Not a shred of evidence contained or put before the board to suggest there is any credit in this claim whatsoever. Now, you may say that's a personal opinion, but I've read the letter. It is impossible to say that we should make some sort of provision against this. Then, of course, there is an insurance company involved. And again, relationship between ourselves, the insurance company, is a matter for the company. I do not believe, fervently do not believe, on the evidence before me today, that we should make any form of admission by saying here is an amount which suddenly gives these operatives the opportunity to say, oh, they've agreed, almost agreed to settle for this, without a scintilla of evidence. I would regard it as an affront to put a provision in the accounts for what is nothing more than a fishing expedition.
Thanks. And Stephen, last question.
I should say, I went to the IMF AGM on Friday. They didn't mention Credit Corp specifically, but it's fair to say they take a scattergun approach. They make threats against all sorts of people. They've got, you know, dozens of actions running at any point in time. One interesting comment they made was, now they've got 80 million in the bank, a lot of people are scared of them because they think they can litigate for a long time. And they, I assume, would be looking at us and saying, well, you know, under a bit of pressure, might settle for a quick couple of mil, like Downer EDI just did recently, gave them 6 mil, walked away. So I think that's probably the way they're looking at it. I think we did have a problem with our disclosure. I mean, the stock tanked from $12 to 50 cents. Shock downgrades, audits, this no scintilla stuff, Richard. I mean, I think you're being a bit brazen there, that our disclosure was pretty ordinary, and we're probably going to cop a writ. So we need to manage that. I wouldn't have a all guns blazing, give them nothing approach. If it's pragmatic to settle, to save us a long battle. I mean, Aristocrat paid $140 million because of their continuous disclosure issues. So it's a real threat. Take it seriously. And do we have D&O coverage for all the directors? Like, you know, you've mentioned insurance company, are we covered properly?
The company is acting under legal advice, Stephen, so we can't say anything more at this stage relating to that. But your comments are taken on board. I think the big dilemma, though, is, as Richard says, though, all it is a letter on a piece of paper, which I don't think is even IMF's piece of paper. And so there's nothing tangible to work with. And under legal advice, there we're taking the appropriate steps that we should in terms of the action. And yes, it creates an uncertainty. I think it's very unfair that the company has this hangover. It's either put up or shut up type scenario in reality. But we have to deal with that best we can. And you all need to understand this is a cloud that hangs over there without any threat of claim or anything put forward. It's just a statement of intention. And that's really all we can say.